The Oso landslide devastated one stretch of one valley in Snohomish County, but Washington State is dotted with landslide-prone slopes. An investigation by KUOW and EarthFix has found that many local governments do much less than Snohomish County to keep people from building on dangerous ground. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
It's taken 6 months of work with heavy machinery to clean up the aftermath of the massive Oso slide. Washington's Growth Management Act tries to steer development away from dangerous spots like this, but it's local government that decides how to carry out that law. With the deaths in Oso still fresh in our minds, we wanted to find out how safe people are from landslides in the rest of the state. Apparently, nobody has tried to answer that question. So we pored over the mind-numbing regulations county by county. What we learned? Washington is covered in a crazy quilt of different landslide safety measures. It leaves some communities with much smaller margins of safety than others. You can almost see the crazy quilt of landslide rules standing on the western shore of Whidbey Island. A high bluff rises from the waters of Admiralty Inlet here. Last year, that bluff collapsed. The landslide damaged 5 houses in the Ledgewood Beach neighborhood. New houses are already being built near this landslide hazard, as close as 100 feet from the top of the bluff. That's how close Island County allows new buildings next to a landslide without any special precautions. But if you were on the other side of Admiralty Inlet, your house could go 3 times closer. If you were in the county just north of here, up in the San Juan Islands, you'd have to put your house twice as far away as you can on Whidbey Island. So even in places right next to each other, the landslide rules are all over the map. It's these regulations that help determine how safe your home will be if you build near a sliding slope.
The house that we can see that's right on the edge of the bluff now, pretty dramatic.
Jan Wright gave me a tour of that Whidbey Island slide. After the landslide hit, she became the communication hub for her neighborhood as 34 houses had to be evacuated. Landslides are nothing new to Ledgewood Beach, but Wright says until last year, few of her neighbors were too concerned about them.
The people who were on the bluff where they did lose land, they were told by geologists that they'd lose a few inches a year, maybe, and they had 70 feet in their backyard. They felt safe. But to lose 50 feet in a single night was pretty shocking.
Wright says the disaster that night didn't really change the way she or her neighbors feel about living by the bluff. Neither did the deadly landslide in Oso this year.
Great views create blindness. People who see the gorgeous view forget about, don't think about, they're blind to the risk of the area.
Homeowners who live closest to the slide and suffered property damage declined to comment. They have lawsuits in the works against Island County. Jim Simon lives 1 block back from the top of the bluff. He says he feels safe living there, but he also says government needs to keep people from putting themselves in danger.
People are going to build as close to the edge to enjoy the view as they possibly can. A lot of people will, without regard for their own personal safety. And as soon as they slide, they're going to complain to the government about, why didn't you warn me?
Island County is one of the few places that does make anyone selling a property near a landslide hazard disclose that hazard in writing. Whether we're talking landslides or floodplains or even earthquakes, there's always a tension between safety and property rights. Civil engineer Bob Gilbert says it's too easy to look back after a disaster and say people shouldn't have been living there.
Live lots of places where there are natural hazards because there's a lot of benefits to living those places too.
Just because an area is a hazard doesn't mean it's going to hurt anyone anytime soon.
If the risk, say, is once every 500 years, that's many, many generations of people that wouldn't be able to benefit from living in this area. Do we really want to impose those kinds of restrictions?
Gilbert was part of a team of scientists who studied the Oso slide this summer. He's at the University of Texas. Washington's crazy quilt approach, where each community decides where it's safe to build, makes sense to him.
If one county, one municipality has a different value system, then what the public policy is should reflect that value system.
The problem with that is, as the Oso tragedy shows us, these tragedies don't just affect the property owner or the person who's living in that home.
Tim Trahimovich is a planner and attorney with the environmental group FutureWise in Seattle.
It costs the state money. It costs the federal government money. These aren't decisions that can be just made and just that one person is affected by them. It's affecting our entire state.
The Oso landslide is also heightening the state's interest in how to protect people from landslides. While a state doesn't tell local governments how to regulate development, it does make them revise their rules every decade. Cities and counties around western Washington will be revising their approaches to landslides over the next 2 years. Those in King, Pierce, and Snohomish counties go first next year. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.
If you want to find out how your county would handle an Oso-sized landslide, check it out at KUOW.org. It's part of our KUOW EarthFix collaboration.